Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's been part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ed Harrington's back. I'm glad Ed's back, too. Ed has become a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Ideas to Go, serves on the Yale Center for Customer Insight Board of Directors. He and a couple of other outstanding individuals have co-authored a book called Outsmart Your Instincts. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do a better job of putting our best foot forward in the marketplace, which is something we have to focus on just about every minute of every day. Ed Harrington, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. Very glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. So before you came on the show, I was telling the audience about you joining us today, and I was telling them about ideas. You know, I focus a lot of my time on getting small business owners to be the CEO of their business, not just the manager, but the CEO. And the CEO is the person who's supposed to have, you know, some of the early ideas, see the vision, and be the foresight person for the company. And you can have all the great ideas in the world, and you and I both have seen what should have been a killer idea. But for whatever reason, it just wasn't presented properly. It didn't get baked right, or it didn't get wrapped right, or it didn't get branded right, or it didn't get messaged right. But the underlying product was fine. It was just how we presented it that made a difference. What do you think?
That's right, Jim. One of my favorite examples here is in the quote, the light beer category.
Yeah.
So the first light beer that came out failed. Miserably, actually. And it's not because it was any different than the light beers that came out and won it. It's simply that they talked about it in the wrong way. They talked about it as a diet beer.
Right.
Well, most beer is drunk by men. Most men didn't really, at least at the time, care about dieting.
Right.
It sent out all the
wrong signals. For one thing, you know, who's going to go to a bar? Who's going to go to their pub and order one of those? Who's going to be the first guy to do that? You know, nobody's going to want to do that.
Well, particularly when the image sent across the world is you're drinking diet beer.
Right.
And so the you know, what people thought was, oh, then it's not going to be a real beer, you know, mm-hmm. and I don't need to do that. And along comes Miller Lite, and they cracked the code.
Mm-hmm.
They turned it into a challenge. Why do you drink this beer? Is it because it tastes so great? Or because it's less filling. And what does mm-hmm. less filling mean? I can drink more beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you want to do. And they set that up as a little challenge, and the rest is history.
So it had nothing to do. It had nothing to do with the quality of the beer or the attraction of the beer. It had more to do with how I feel about drinking beer.
That's correct. Why do I drink beer? Well, a little bit they did because they did the taste thing. So, hey, I love beer. You know, beer's great. This is really great tasting beer. The other one is, well, I love beer, but I like to drink a lot of it. It wasn't, gee, I drink beer, but I'm worried about my waistline. So I better go and have, you know, wussy beer.
Yeah, I don't want to have to change, go up in another dress size. You know, I don't want to do that.
But. Yeah. Exactly. I got to fit into my outfit next week or something like that. It had nothing to do with that. And it's just a really good example of how you can take the same product and introduce it and win where the time before they did it, where it was basically, here you go, here's a diet beer. In fact, the image they showed was shoving a piece of bread in a glass of beer and taking it out. It wasn't.
And let me give you an idea about how this plays out as a little tangentially in a small business. One of the things that I've become a student of over the last many decades is not just producing a good idea, not just saying it the right way and not just getting it to the customer on time and it be the kind of thing that he or she wants to see. But also, when they open it up, what does it look like? Does it turn them off? And I'm literally, Ed, talking about the way you put it in the box to send it to
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's one of the things that I've learned over the years. And my own organization, I've trained them now, and they're now way ahead of me on some of this stuff. They won't possibly send stuff out unless it's just right. And I mean, it's attention to detail, isn't it? Every element of an idea, every element of whatever you deliver your customer, has to be polished and squared away and cohesive and part of the whole, right?
Exactly. And you touched upon what myself and many of our clients focus on, which is we call them consumer touch points.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I hear about it, the first time I see it, the first time I open it, the first time I use it, that you have to pay attention to every step in the process and deliver on that. And nothing, I like to say here, I was talking to one of our writers and I said, well, what's wonderful about what you do is you know how to write about the grand, but you also know how to write about the bland.
Right.
So the idea is big and you want to get that across, but sometimes you have to put across, maybe support points or something else that seem a little picky, but they're not to the customer.
Well, and the words, you mentioned the words. That's really, this is where we're really focusing on, folks, because once they open it up, once they pick it up, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to start looking for images and words.
And, that's correct.
And the words not only need to say the right thing, but they need to lead them to the next thing, too, don't they?
Right. And here's another one. And you got to deliver on it. So, make sure you don't. One of the things I love that you were saying in the intro was, hey, I've put ideas out there and, they haven't really worked. I mean, if you haven't, I didn't think you'd be alive or doing ideas. So part of my thing here is you got to put your ego at the door,
mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, and I think small business people, maybe even more than big business people, really love their ideas and their products, and they should. That's a wonderful thing.
Yep.
But you can't be hypersensitive to criticism or feedback or anything like that. You really got to push through that stuff and say, well, I go to your thing about the age of the customer,
Yep.
The customer is king here and queen. And
well, when I hear a customer push back on me, That's me getting closer to selling them, because then I'm going to say, well, that's a great idea. If I do it like that, will you take it? That's a close. That's a close waiting to happen. When we come back, we're going to get Ed to help us with the words. We're going to focus just on the words that are part of this package, this idea, right after the break. Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen, Outsmart Your Instincts. That's their new book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.